Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger. Joining me in all of this snow and ice is the Community Bank President of Central Bank, Tony Robertson, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, good to be here with you, Matt. Yeah, it's a little slippery out there, but we made it in okay, and hopefully it'll get a little better as the day goes on.
So. Absolutely. We're going to talk a little bit about your job a little bit later on, but for folks who don't know who you are, tell a little bit about yourself and where you grew up at.
You bet. Well, I grew up down at Grove Spring, Missouri, which is a little town about 22 miles, I think it is, south of Lebanon, and it's only about 90 people. And I was raised on a little farm out north of town. We had a few cows, and my dad was a UPS driver, and my mom stayed home and took care of my brother Troy and I. So that's where I grew up. Went to school at Hartville, high school at Hartville, Missouri. And Hartville's fame is probably on the hardwoods. They've had some really good boys and girls basketball teams over the years. So that's where I started out at, and then went on to Mizzou at the age of 18 in 1988. And so I got my degree in Ag Econ at Mizzou and met a lot of good friends there, many of them from Audrain County, actually, over the years, coincidentally. So that's kind of where I started out at, and worked for U.S. Department of Agriculture for a little while after college. It was a great experience. Worked in various different parts of the state, from Troy to Columbia to Fayette to Rockport, Missouri, way up in the northwest corner. So. And got the opportunity to come to work at what was then First National Bank here in Mexico in November of 1994. So that's what brought me to town and when I came to town.
Very nice. So let's go back a little bit to the high school days. Did you participate in any sports, or what kind of clubs were you involved in there?
I was not very athletic. I was more into I participated in FFA. That was a big deal for me at Hartville. And also academic contests, various kinds, math, English, things like that. And then I worked, you know, all through high school, but my last job, the last 2 years of high school, was milking cows for my great uncle Ivan, just down the road. So I was able to hop on a four wheeler and ride about a quarter mile to work each day. And so that was handy. It was good experience, very, very good experience. And I think, instilled, to this day, you know, that kind of work ethic that you have when you have something that you have to do twice a day, morning and evening, and milk 60 Holsteins, it kind of makes you appreciate, I guess, a little bit of flexibility in your work than later on in life.
Absolutely. So. Well, you start thinking about this weather, too, and all of the farmers out there. It doesn't stop. The chores don't stop. They still have to get out there and do that sort of thing.
Exactly. And, you know, there's times that I wax nostalgic for the days of putting out hay and taking care of cows and breaking ice and make sure they have water. But when it gets like it did this week, that nostalgia wears off, I'll tell you.
Real quick, right. I can imagine. Let's talk a little bit about Mizzou. You know, whenever I think about Mizzou athletics, I see a lot on your Facebook page about going to football games, and I think you've been to a few basketball games too. You have a connection to a former famous Mizzou basketball player. I think you went to school with a former Big 8 guard, as a matter of fact.
Yes, I did. So I was at Mizzou from 1988 to 1992, and those years were lean years on the gridiron. They were lean years in football, but boy, they were something else in basketball. You know, we had several times in my time in school that Mizzou was ranked number one in the country, you know. And unfortunately, it didn't translate to much NCAA tournament success in those years. But, you know, we had Storm and Norman at the helm, Norm Stewart, just a Missouri icon. And, yes, I had my very first college class was Biology 1 lecture at Electrical Engineering Auditorium. And there were, I think, more people in that auditorium than there were in my high school, probably, I would say, or about as many anyway. And sat next to this tall fella, and the teacher passes out these index cards and says, I want you to write your name, your major, and I believe it was your phone number, an address maybe, on these index cards. Well, I start writing, and I go by Tony, but my given Christian name is Anthony. And I start writing my name, and I look over, and that guy's writing Anthony as well. And my first thought was, it's awful early for this ball player to be copying off of me.
Right.
So it turns out it was Anthony Peeler. So I struck up a conversation with him. Talk about a small world. It doesn't matter if you're from the hills of the Ozarks or the streets of Paseo in Kansas City. There's some commonalities that we all have. And the commonality we had there was one of his best friends was on my floor, my city, at Boys State, at American Legion Boys State, at what was then Central Missouri State University in Warrensburg. So he was shocked that I knew his buddy L. He said, how do you know L?
Right?
Yeah, especially looking at me in those cowboy boots and that imitation pearl snap shirt or whatever it was I might have had on it that day. But we had awfully good times at Mizzou. Socially, professionally, and going to the athletic events. And so a lot of success, a lot of good memories on the hardwoods there with, including, I guess, as I wrapped up my college time, the 93-94 Big Eight undefeated season.
Yes, indeed.
I was talking about with some friends this week. And so that was definitely a lot of fun. It is a shame it didn't translate, like I said, to better success in the big dance in March. But hey, it was fun while it lasted.
No doubt about it. I'll tell you what, let's take our first break. We'll come back and we will continue our conversation with Tony Robertson. He's the Community Bank President of Central Bank of Audrain County. He's our guest this morning on Meet the Community on KXCO.